Let's follow up now on the story of Randy Shepard, an Arizona man in need of a heart transplant. He was one of 98 people authorized for an organ transplant under a state medical program, but he and the others have been scratched from the list because the state of Arizona is cutting back the program in an attempt to reduce a budget deficit. We told you the story last month. It's now drawing national attention, and NPR's Ted Robbins went back to see how Randy Shepard is doing.
The first time I visited Randy Shepard at his home in Mesa, he was reluctant to put himself forward as the face of a controversy. Now he seems to be the go-to guy.
Hello? Yes.
It's a reporter from Bloomberg News on the phone. Added to MSNBC, the New York Times, Forbes, ABC, and local media.
Just the amount of attention that we're getting. I really dislike attention. I'm a private guy, but, you know, It's leading to a greater end.
That end would be a new heart for Shepard. He was authorized to receive a transplant by Arizona's version of Medicaid called Access. Then the Arizona legislature and Governor Jan Brewer rescinded the authorization to help solve a budget deficit. That was unheard of. The cuts took effect in October. One patient has died since then, though doctors say even a transplant would not have saved him. For Randy, the issue's exposure has led to good things. Following our first story, a woman started a Facebook page called Give Randy Shepard His Heart. That and other exposure has led to nearly $60,000 in contributions to help Randy Shepard through the National Transplant Assistance Fund.
I'm overwhelmed at what people have done on my behalf. You know, people that don't know me, not personally anyway, but somehow they relate to my story, I guess, you know. They see something in me and my family that could be them, and I guess the thought there, but for the grace of God, go I.
Next month, because of his disability at age 36, Randy becomes eligible for Medicare, which could pay for 80% of his heart transplant. Being placed back on the active list for a donated heart through Access is still the best option. So Arizona's transplant centers are still struggling with the state. Nancy Connie, who heads the transplant program at the University of Arizona, says they compiled a study showing how some tests and procedures could be eliminated to make transplants cheaper.
We picked each organ and said, we can streamline this, we can make this better.
The Arizona legislature may take another look at the issue when it convenes in January. Meanwhile, Randy Shepard is home watching his 3-year-old son Nathan while his wife Tiffany works.
Did you get a bonkers or what? Did you fall down? Oh man, come here. Oh, you're tough.
In a way, Randy Shepard has gotten tougher. He's gone from a reluctant interview subject to a reluctant activist. He joined Democrats at a news conference calling attention to the cuts, even though he's a Republican. The activism, he says, came after he and his wife prayed.
And then this right here opens up. Well, to me, that's a direct answer to my prayers. So if I'm not going to take this opportunity and raise awareness, get information out there, then, you know, why even bother praying about it?
Randy Shepard is fighting for his life. He's become convinced that speaking out will give him a better chance of saving it. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.